This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, January 21st. With a three-day holiday weekend over, it is difficult to not acknowledge we are in a political season. The United States Senate is beginning its role in the impeachment process this week, and we are exactly 6 weeks away from the Arkansas primary, even fewer days away from the Iowa caucuses. And a year from yesterday, January 20th, 2021, the presidential inauguration is scheduled for the winner of this November's election. In a moment, we'll hear some thoughts about upcoming political events from John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. First, hoping to make gains in his late bid for the presidency, Democrat Michael Bloomberg visited Little Rock yesterday for a series of events. As David Monteith with our partner KUAR reports, Michael Bloomberg took part in the city's Martin Luther King Jr. parade.
Near the front of a long line of cars, bands, and marchers was a former New York City mayor and now presidential hopeful. Speaking to reporters while walking the parade route, Michael Bloomberg said he chose to celebrate the King holiday in Little Rock.
This is important because of what the day is, and it sends a message that Little Rock is one of those cities that really has made itself open to everybody. It's progressive. I think the mayor's done a very good job, as has the governor here.
Alicia Tillman was at the parade to support her son, a drum major at J.A. Fair High School. She said Bloomberg's presence was significant.
That makes a difference because it lets us know that they are here and they are right here in our presence to support us. We don't just have to hear it on TV. It means a lot to be in here, in the present, in the moment.
Bloomberg announced his candidacy too late to join in the earliest primary states. He said he's hoping to win the Democratic nomination by actively campaigning in Super Tuesday states. Arkansas is one of those 14 states that will be casting a ballot on March 3rd. In Little Rock, I'm David Monteith.